This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A multi-state manhunt that began in Connecticut for UConn student and accused killer of two, Peter Manfredonia, ends with his arrest last night in Hagerstown, Maryland. Connecticut State Trooper First Class Christine Jachema.
Connecticut State Police detectives utilized social media, good old-fashioned police work, in order to track down the suspect. A firearm was found in the proximity of the arrest, which was believed to be the weapon that was used in the Derby homicide.
Besides that murder in Derby, Connecticut, he's accused of a second in Willington. More than 100,000 Americans have now died from coronavirus. Johns Hopkins University researchers saying nearly 1.7 million people in the nation have tested positive for it. Times Square's iconic billboards going dark for 60 seconds last night, showing support for the thousands in the hospitality business that are hurting because of the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It was another night of tension in the streets of Minneapolis, Minnesota, as people were protesting the death of a black man in police custody earlier this week. Police had to use tear gas and beanbag rounds against some of the demonstrators who were throwing rocks at the cops. Here's the police chief.
We cannot have members of our community engaging in destructive or criminal types of behavior.
The demonstrators there and across the nation very angered over the death of George Floyd, a black man who died after being arrested. Dozens of demonstrators also marched onto a highway in Los Angeles, blocking traffic and damaging several police cars. What was to be a historic launch with President Trump on hand to view it had to be canceled yesterday after bad weather enveloped the Cape Canaveral area. It's to be the first time since 2011 that Americans will be sent into space from the U.S. The president says he'll be there for the rescheduled launch on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
President Trump is cheering a Texas court's decision to halt a push for universal mail-in ballots this year. The state Supreme Court blocking that effort, saying that such a decision should be left up to state lawmakers. The Texas Democratic Party and two voters were suing the state in March, saying that the election code did allow voters to declare they had a disability if they believed that social distancing was needed to keep coronavirus from spreading. President Trump has been resisting efforts by several states to insist on only mail-in ballots. The state of Arizona is suing Google, alleging consumer fraud. That state's attorney general says the lawsuit outlines deceptive and unfair practices used to obtain user location data. It's accusing Google of exploiting their users' information to then profit off it in the way of advertising, even when users try to opt out of the data collection. The Basketball Hall of Fame induction ceremony for this year is not going to take place, at least not this year. It will take place next year, as the event was originally scheduled for August 29th at the Massachusetts Museum. Headlined by the late Kobe Bryant, the legendary 2020 class also includes five-time champion Tim Duncan, 15-time NBA All-Star Kevin Garnett, and former WNBA superstar Tamika Catchings. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
I'll tell you, and right about the time when you thought maybe there could be hope, we have Minneapolis on fire, right? Welcome back. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And I was just talking to the studio. Studio is in Minnesota, and kind of getting a ground floor perspective as to what's going on, because I can see it just so reminds me of what happened during the Watts riots, Rodney King, in Los Angeles, because that's where I'm from, and that's where I was living at the time. And, of course, now we also hear that Los Angeles has erupted into riots as well. I want to bring on Dr. Paul Ken Gore with us, and we're here to talk about a lot of things, but what's been happening in Minneapolis, Paul, has really taken center stage here.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable, and I remember Rodney King. So I was not in Los Angeles or California, but I certainly remember all of that. And what was his famous line, Bill?
Why can't we all just get along?
Yeah, that was it. Why can't we all just get along?
You know, I got to tell you that to that point, I did. You know, I asked God. I said, God, why can't we all just get along?
Yeah.
And it was a real quick answer. I've got to tell you, a real quick answer. It's because good and evil can't coexist.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you have that tension. And this is what you have on display here. I mean, on one hand, you have people exercising their civil duty to say, look, this is wrong. And they're exactly right. I mean, based on the video that we're looking at, it doesn't look good. You know, the way George Floyd was mishandled, it seems like. And this way the video appears to me. So I don't blame the people, you know, doing what they're doing. But when you have looting and then you have other cities like Los Angeles and people taking advantage of this, you know, and it just reminds me of how things got out of hand before, where you had the Baltimore mayor saying, just let them steal and rob and pillage, somehow they're owed that, you know, like it's
right.
some kind of natural, reparation process that's taking place.
Sure. Yeah. Some sort of necessary venting. But you're right, Bill. I mean, you know, the answer to this is that evil never sleeps, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know,
right.
The devil never sleeps. The passage from Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and the powers and the world rulers of this present darkness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this goes, if you want to know where this started, go back to the Garden of Eden.
Exactly.
it's something called the fall of man. And, you know, a lot of times, and I think we're seeing this even with the coronavirus, coronavirus, COVID-19, where people a lot of times want to ascribe some sort of, I know there's a documentary out there called Plandemic, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, people want to be able to blame this on somebody, on a plan, on a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times this is just simply, in this world, evil exists.
Yes.
And, you know, I think something that our grandparents and great grandparents understood is that you can't have heaven in this lifetime. I mean,
no.
Heaven comes in the next lifetime, and you know, this is a bad world, and this is a struggle. And one of my favorite lines from the Catholic Catechism is that evil exists from the dawn of humanity until the very end.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we are in this battle. And it's going to last throughout our lifetimes until until the second coming. So get used to it,
exactly.
Folks.
Exactly. Well, it's here. It's like gravity. You know, you just can't get away from it. And, you know, the thing that we need to, again, kind of self-evaluate here, Paul, is that are we going to be on the side of good or evil? Knowing that evil does exist, and it can manifest its head any place, any time, and through any person, but as much as it would count on any one of us, are we going to be agents of good or agents of evil? That's what we need to check ourselves in, because what's happening in Minneapolis here, you have people who are, I believe, agents of good, protesting and saying, this is not right. But I'm not sure what some of the crowd wants. This is where evil could really come out, and that is, you know, what do they expect? The police officers just go out and get the four policemen that were involved and just throw them out in the middle of the crowd so they could get, you know, absolutely, you know, turned into mincemeat? Is that what they want? You know, again, we believe in the rule of law. We've got to go through this process, and it behooves the leadership there in Minneapolis to offer some comfort to the people, let them know that this is being handled expeditiously. I mean, the president, I appreciated and was grateful that the president tweeted out last night right away that he's bringing the full force of the federal government into this to evaluate and to investigate the situation.
Yeah, and there's always the danger of the mob.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people don't understand that. I mean, that is, it goes back to the French Revolution, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get thousands of people in the streets, and you get complete anarchy. And you know, in that case, the heads literally rolled, right? The guillotine,
right.
1793, 1794, and you know, the mob took over. When you get a mob ruling, you get mob disorder.
Exactly.
And one of the things I think people kind of forget this today. You and I are old enough to remember, but it's something that conservatives have always been about is about the rule of law and order. In fact, you know, this was something that
rule of law and order and due process. Let's not forget, because the Democrats seem to want to vacate due process.
Right, and in fact, Richard Nixon actually won on this. Had won what 48 states,
mm-hmm.
I think, in 1972, and against McGovern and against what was happening with the Democrats and the Democratic National Convention, and in fact, that's one of the only things that, in terms of domestic policy, really identified Nixon as kind of a conservative.
Wow.
And you know, Russell Kirk, one of the early thinkers in the conservative movement, right? Conservatives believe in order. They believe in ordered liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what makes us different from liberals, right?
Right.
Liberals are all about liberty and freedom too, but we're about freedom and order. And,
yes.
And we say, well, yeah, we support freedom too, but I don't know if you should legalize, well, A, B, C, and D, if it leads to people out in the streets creating anarchy and civil unrest, right?
Exactly.
That's exactly what conservatives are about. And I worry about this, too, a little bit. I keep bringing this back to COVID-19, but some of the protests that I saw in Michigan a couple weeks ago, when there were some, you know, kind of MAGA-looking biker dudes in the face of police at the state capitol in Michigan, and I thought, you know, as conservatives, we don't want this image. Right?
Right,
we got these guys in the face of police. I mean, police are our guys, right?
Yes.
And the police are masked up, and they're being taunted by other guys who, by the way, what cowards. They know that the police can't fight back.
Right.
Right? The police have to suck it up. It's like, remember what happened at Kent State? A lot of
exactly.
people don't realize what happened at Kent State was those National Guard kids, I mean, there's like 18, 19-year-old boys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had been under assault by student protesters for weeks.
Yeah.
And then finally somebody flipped and started pulling a trigger, and then all hell broke loose.
Exactly. Well, and this was especially concerning there in Minneapolis, because you had people carrying guns there, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right, anything right. could have. I mean, this is such a tinderbox, as you said,
very volatile.
Everything, all because of, you know, in part and parcel because of where we are right now with coronavirus. People uptight; they've been locked up and everything,
yeah.
and now they've got. And you talk about, you know, not even letting off some steam. I mean, let the lid just flip out. We've got more from Dr.
The
Paul
final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875. with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Values. Faith. service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we always are, 5 days a week, especially on the air, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Paul Ken Gore is with us, professor of political science and executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Paul, just kind of put a wrap on Minneapolis here, and what's going on is that what we're seeing, and again, this is painful, I think, for for God-fearing and God-loving people who respect life. When you see the debasement of humanity and what was on demonstration there, what we saw in the video, and yes, I can imagine, you know, there are other cities where people, you know, question, you know, the attitude of, you know, some of the police and people in authority who have such a disrespect for humanity at its base level. You know, to keep a knee on somebody's throat for an extended period of time, which you know is dangerous to begin with. I mean, you have to think so less of that person and be so disrespectful of your fellow citizen that you would do that to them. And I think this is something that everybody in law enforcement and people of conscience need to evaluate and say, okay, where am I? Am I that officer with the knee on the throat of a black man? Or, you know, where are the other officers saying, wait a minute, buddy, you're getting carried away here? You know, yeah. Where were those officers? Where was that conscience of the people in Minnesota and, dare I say, across the country who thought somehow that this is acceptable? I mean, for a fellow human being, bottom line, no go. This is totally unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a complete lack of regard for the sanctity and dignity of human life, right? When you get a secular culture that no longer looks at everybody as every human person as made in God's image, right?
Yes, exactly.
Then that's what happens. If you take it back to the lack of respect for people in the womb, yeah, I'll take this to Roe v. Wade, right?
Yes, exactly.
The womb to the tomb. And I would even add, here again, with yet another coronavirus analogy, sending infected people like New York did and Pennsylvania did under Governor Cuomo and Governor Wolf in Pennsylvania. It's even worse than Pennsylvania, Bill. I'm writing about that right now.
Wow.
But sending infected COVID-19 patients into nursing homes.
Wow.
I hear a lot of people say today, most of the people that are dying from this are old and in nursing homes. Well, but that's bad, right?
Well, why don't we just round up everybody over 80 and we'll just destroy them right there. Why not, right?
Right, right. I mean, this is not a good way to go. And,
right.
And I mean, we just had Memorial Day on Monday, and I wrote about this for American Spectator. We had it's so sad to me how increasingly each Memorial Day, obviously as time goes on, we're losing more and more World War II veterans.
Exactly.
You know, the World War II veteran is kind of a vanishing person at this point. And it was so sad this year that all the Memorial Day parades were canceled because, you know, we're losing a lot of guys in nursing homes right now who are World War II vets. Yeah, they're being, if there's a category of person that's dying disproportionately right now in America, at least in nursing homes, it's these World War II vets in their 90s who are dying from COVID-19. So, when people have a lack of respect for human beings and treat them this way, and by the way, I can understand too that police with the job they have, I mean, I have so many friends who are cops. And after a while, you kind of, it's easy to flip. I mean, they're not perfect. They get frustrated. And
right.
Imagine every single person that you pull over, you think, well, this could be the person who put a bullet in me, and I won't go at home at night to, I won't be seeing my wife and kids.
Exactly.
So I understand that, the stress.
Well, and as you stated earlier, Paul, and don't underestimate the impact it has on these officers when you get some of these bullies on the street, you know, they're really cowards getting in the face of police.
Right.
I mean, this again, you know, if we're each other's fellow citizen, we have to think that each of us has a responsibility and job to do. So how are you helping the police by getting in their face? You have a gun, you have a sidearm, off your hip, and you're in the face of a police officer, you don't think that you're, you know, tempting him to go yippee? Man, I'm telling you, I think that's very dangerous stuff. I mean, it's disrespectful, and you're putting yourself in harm's way. You know, going back to what you said earlier about these World War II vets, what comes to mind here, Paul, at least when they represented our country as young men and they went overseas, they had a gun to defend themselves. In nursing homes, they didn't have any defense. They were counting on whether it was a governor or the people there in the centers, the nursing homes, the directors and that, to really watch out for them. But, you know, when the governor sent out his dictate, these leaders, these directors of these nursing homes, they didn't have a choice.
Yeah. The most vulnerable and defenseless among us, you know, other than human beings in the womb, who, you know, people like Andrew Cuomo last January 2019 passed the most hideous abortion bill in the country, legalizing abortion basically right up to birth, right, and then celebrating by illuminating the state's monuments in pink, celebration of that. But other than people in the womb, it's people in nursing homes.
Exactly.
And they need protection. And so of all places, I mean, you'd be better off taking COVID-19 patients and putting them in Walmarts than putting them in nursing homes.
The other thing. Yeah, we've got plenty of Walmarts open. All the churches are closed.
Right.
And, this is upside down, Paul. I mean, this is where reason and common sense has gone out the door. And this is where the American people have a leg to stand on. I mean, there's credence here. I mean, you know, the models that have been turned out, now we're finding out, even Dr. Fauci, the CDC, now is coming back. And, Dr. Birx got on the CDC, I think it was last week, saying, you guys are off 25%. What are you talking about? And, you know, for me, I got to tell you, coming from the business world, in the boardrooms of America, you couldn't be off. I mean, if you were off 1%, you were in a lot of trouble, and you could lose your job for being off 1%. These so-called scientists that have led us to shutting down our economy and everything else that we've been subjected to for the last 8 weeks, you know, they're willy-nilly and fast and loose with rates. They're, you know, making up stuff, and as if that's not enough, then we have hyperbolic talking heads on some of these cable news shows that, you know, are joining everybody else, and the sky is falling, you know?
Yeah, I mean, isn't it funny? I mean, liberals practically worship the public sector, but if the private sector was off in the public sector's estimates, the government does all the time. In fact, put it this way, if companies in the private sector ran deficits or debts like our government does habitually, they'd be thrown in jail.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Would people be fired? They'd be put in jail. You'd have Barbara Boxer and Nancy Pelosi, every single liberal in the Senate and House, demanding their regulation, right? Demanding
exactly
that heads roll. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
no,
Paul, we can't even figure out how much money the military has spent. So, you know, the government is so out of whack here, and we've got so much duplicative waste. We're $23-24 trillion in debt and counting, and we've got more money being printed up. I think before Donald Trump gets out of office here, we're probably looking at over $30 trillion in debt. And that's just that's at the low level. That's not even the total debt, which is, we're talking, maybe well over, I've heard anywhere from $125 to $200 trillion in all the associated debt. So it is awesome. But getting back to burying Memorial Day, I agree with you. I have maintained, and people know on the show that have listened to me talk about this, is, I'm not one for Happy Memorial Day. I there's a better salutation, and we were saying remembering, and honoring Memorial Day as opposed to Happy Memorial Day. And I noticed that the only place I saw Happy Memorial Day was in retail outlets, offering some sort of sale, But there's, I think people kind of get it, to understand that Memorial Day isn't to honor all vets. It's to honor those who paid the ultimate price. That's who we're honoring with Memorial Day, right?
That's right. It's a solemn occasion. Solemn occasion.
We cannot allow it to be buried. I mean, yes, we've gone through a little bit of a downtime and loss of parades this Memorial Day, and I thought it was a bit goofy with some of these states. They opened up, and then they say, well, we're going to open up the day after Memorial Day.
Well,
I You know, and that we can talk more about later on at another time, without a doubt. Dr. Paul Kengor, Professor of Political Science, Executive Director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Thank you, Paul. Be blessed.
All right, thanks,
this
Bill.
Is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month? And the VA, along with Prevents, is calling for you to help inspire a national challenge. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Post a photograph or video on your social media channels of what you are doing to take care of yours and your fellow veterans' emotional well-being. Show us what works for you. It might be yoga, painting, running, singing, video chatting with loved ones, walking your dog, baking cookies, movie time with your family. One size does not fit all, but we all need to practice things that helps maintain good mental health during this challenging time. Be creative, serious, funny, or touching. Hashtag more than ever before and challenge your friends, colleagues, and family members to join the challenge. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A multi-state manhunt that began in Connecticut for UConn student and accused killer of two, Peter Manfredonia, ends with his arrest last night in Hagerstown, Maryland. Connecticut State Trooper First Class Christine Jachema.
Connecticut State Police detectives utilized social media, good old-fashioned police work, in order to track down the suspect. A firearm was found in the proximity of the arrest, which was believed to be the weapon that was used in the Derby homicide.
Besides that murder in Derby, Connecticut, he's accused of a second in Willington. More than 100,000 Americans have now died from coronavirus. Johns Hopkins University researchers saying nearly 1.7 million people in the nation have tested positive for it. Times Square's iconic billboards going dark for 60 seconds last night, showing support for the thousands in the hospitality business that are hurting because of the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
That's the way we roll. Welcome back. Thank you for joining the good fight with us as we continue to not let loose of common sense and critical reasoning and thought. I know the left would want us to do that because then that way they could control us all the easier. But the resistance continues. And welcome to Bill Martinez Live, where everyone's included. This isn't about the cancel culture and getting and knocking people out. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. What I care about is the values that you hold to, the values that the founding fathers and principles that are enumerated very clearly in our Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, and our U.S. Constitution. Eddie Scarry joins us now. Yes, the world-famous Eddie Scarry, the commentary writer for the Washington Examiner, author of Privileged Victims, How America's Culture Fascists Have Hijacked the Country and Elevated Its Worst People. Boy, I'll tell you, if that's not on full display, Eddie, I mean, how did you know you were going to go write the book and give us a great snapshot of things to come and things that are here right now being fully exposed with the effects, culturally of the coronavirus?
Oh, you're absolutely right, and it really is exhausting. I mean, when this virus started and my book came out back in early April, I thought, oh gosh, well now we're just going to talk about this virus for the next 3 months. But yet still, I do see a lot. I see a lot of the themes from my book, actually, with the news coverage and everything else that's going on here. So yes, the book is still very, very timely.
Yeah, without a doubt, and congratulations on the success of the book. Highly recommended, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, as we deal with what is not normal, you know, sometimes we need a snapshot and a reminder of what normal looks like. And we're calling out these discrepancies, which is also important because this way, Eddie, we don't think like we're losing our minds that maybe, you know, we're in this all by ourselves. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, this is happening across the country. And of course, we really have seen it lit up in Minneapolis, you know, these last couple of days here.
Oh, yeah, and it's terrible. I mean, but I think when you say it feels like we're alone, yes, it often does feel like we're alone when we're constantly being hectored about a lot of these stupid things. Each day, day by day, as we go through this, I would just say media coverage in general is just getting ridiculous. And the moral lecturing, the nagging over the mask, over stay inside. And, you know, I really believe that these people, and when I say people, I'm mostly talking about cable news anchors and cable news talking heads. They don't seem to know what they're talking about. And that would extend to the national papers, the New York Times, the Washington Post. We went from 15 days to slow the spread to now wear your mask everywhere. Wear a mask every single place. That is not what the science says. And that's what they keep talking about. So listen to the health experts. Look at the science. Well, if you look at the science, this is not – everything that the media is saying is not what's necessary. It's not what needs to be happening. You don't need to be wearing a mask while you walk outside. You know, MSNBC, they did a segment from some lake in Wisconsin on Monday, on Memorial Day. And they were outside. People were outside. They weren't wearing masks because that's the least place where the virus is likely to transmit, as science and health experts have told us. And yet they're hectoring people about not wearing masks. The anchor, Katie Tour, asked the reporter on site, are people not concerned about their personal health? Are they not worried about the virus at all? And the reporter says back to her, I don't think so. I haven't talked to a single person. And I'm sure you might have seen it, and maybe your listeners saw it too, where you had a guy off to the side, just a random guy out there in the street who said, even your cameraman's not wearing a mask. Half your crew isn't wearing a mask.
Right.
And so this whole thing has just gotten so stupid, and it does. And it starts making you feel very alone. But I think your listeners, I hope, know it, and I hope a lot of people are coming to understand that, no, we get this. We see what's going on. We see what's happening. And it really is the national media and Democrats that don't want to see any kind of recovery at all with the economy.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that's what really ignited this. And that's what you talk about flattening the curve. That's what the Democrats have done. They flattened the curve on the economy. But they're really quite shocked when one of their own, one of their own economists has come back that said, that he sees the economy not necessarily coming back with a hockey stick as President Trump has seen it, but he sees it as coming up quite dramatically. And so somewhere in between, Donald Trump's, typical, exaggeration and cheerleading and aspirational perspective. And, in many ways, that's what I love about this president. He's not curled up in a ball somewhere and, oh, my God, it's the end of it. And, and you guys have to suck it up. It's all your fault. All of a sudden we go back to the Jimmy Carter, memories, but he's there and he's being pulverized and criticized for being optimistic. And, this is what we need to get us through the other side. But here we are, you got these people that want to be mask Nazis, and more than half of them don't even know how to wear a mask correctly. You got half the doctors, Eddie, saying don't wear a mask because they're for medical people. They're not for everyday people. I will say this. This is an opinion totally because I'm not a doctor and I don't have the science to back it up. But logic tells me that what we're doing is we're dampening the herd immunity by doing some of the things that we're doing. We need to be exposed to the elements so that we can build up our own antibodies against this to help, you talk about flattening the curve when this thing comes back, because chances are it's going to come back, because we don't have the answer, but we just need to not be crazy about it and be controlled the way some of these elites and some of these doctors, you know, because, man, they're power hungry. And all of a sudden, you know, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx are getting all this prime time, and Andrew Cuomo is getting all this prime time and coverage and everything like that. And his ego is getting puffed up because, you know, they're talking about him being a potential replacement for Joe Biden. And he could be the hero and come in with his cape with a big C on the front of it, and it'd be awesome. You know, and then they go, oh, yeah, that's right. You did such a great job. You're the one that sent all those COVID patients to nursing homes. And we look at how many people have died in nursing homes. That is an inordinate number. And you're kind of like the poster child for that.
Right. And I think that Democrats are looking at this in a very short-term way. We still have six months until the next election. And right now, the administration really is, I think we're seeing in the last week, the president actually gearing up for, you know, moving towards, you know, general election kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. But right now, the White House is still grappling with dealing with the virus, being sensitive about all the lives lost. But so Democrats think that, oh, they've totally dropped the ball on this. Well, no, they're grappling with it. When it comes time for Democrats to actually be challenged on what they've done, the things that they've pushed on people, what they've recommended, and the rules that we have followed, I don't think we're going to look back on everything we've done and think that this was necessarily worth it. We're going to say probably 1 month, maybe a month and a half, it was necessary for us to kind of put a pause on everything, take a second, breathe, figure out as much as we can in a period of time. But for them to say, and it's laughable that they say the president has just cost us 40 million jobs.
Oh, yeah,
no.
Right.
You guys are the ones that are keep telling everyone to stay inside. They can't go to work. And if they do go back to work, there's going to be such restrictions that it doesn't even make sense to go back to work. The ones that have cost us all the jobs.
And you're exactly right, because there's a clear delineation between blue state governors and red state governors. And this is coming out loud and clear. And the ones that are in big trouble, you know, whether it's New York, New Jersey, you know, Illinois, you know, count it down, Michigan, you know, these are these blue state governors that have decided to hold to some draconian levels that do not make sense whatsoever.
I believe that there should not have been a one-size-fits-all, which is why I like what the president did, which was states should figure out what's best for themselves. They should look at it and say, well, here's what our numbers look like. I think that we're safe to take another step forward. And that's basically what he did, and we've seen very positive results with that. I think, and I guess I can kind of understand the tendency of Democrats to say, well, we don't want to look like the ones, even though it may just be a matter of geography, population density. It has nothing perhaps to do with the way they govern their states and the way they govern their cities. But it just happens to be, you know, the density, the demographics there. They didn't want to look like, well, we were the blue states, the blue cities. We were the ones that were getting hammered by this thing. So we want everyone to undergo the same trauma, the same steps that we're doing,
exactly.
Even if it means jobs lost. I honestly believe that's what they were doing.
And you're probably more right than wrong about that, because it's probably the same attitude that China had, right? Quite possibly. Eddie Scarry, he is a commentary writer for the Washington Examiner and author right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Eddie.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the low
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours, free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, my good friend Dr. Alveda King joins us now. We've got lots to talk about, sister. Let me tell you, before we talk about Norma McCorvey, and I do want to get into that story, it is a powerful story and a clarification of what the left is trying to do, and you're calling them out on it. But I want to take a real quick look at what's been going on in Minneapolis. All that I've known about you, Alveda, is that you have consistently been a champion for life and justice and the dignity of humanity. And what we saw on display in Minneapolis there, it is a sad commentary and an indictment against all of humanity that would think less of another to be treated in the way that this person was treated, and he died at the hands of police.
Bill, thank you. I'm so glad to connect with you, and what a great question. My goddaughter, Angela Stanton King, with her own testimony, she has a pardon from President Trump and all of that, and when she was younger, and she's on a plane now headed over to Minneapolis. I would have gone with her, but I'm still semi-sheltered in.
Mm-hmm.
And the message is this. We are one blood. President Trump says we all bleed the same. We are one blood, one human race. We've talked about that. The idea of separate races is socially engineered. It's the tool of Satan to divide us. We are not defined by our skin color. We are human beings, one race. We're not colorblind. Jesus gives sight to the blind. So with this understanding, I just got off the phone before you call a distraught friend. Well, I'm just so angry because people are saying, well, black people kill black people. I said, we do, and that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so all people kill people. So white people shouldn't kill black people. Black people shouldn't, yellow or red. We're one blood, one race. So
exactly.
Don't fall into the socially engineered trap. This is man's inhumanity to man. That's what my Uncle Martin Luther King Jr. called it. Mm-hmm. And so it has to stop. The president has spoken out against, of course, and also the other one, the young man, Ahmaud Arbery.
Exactly.
So this is wrong. But we, and then I've said before, don't come to me and say my race needs to get along with your race. I said, what planet were you born on?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we are either all fellow human beings in this journey of life together, or we're not. And when we start bifurcating and hyphenating, for what purpose? So that we can elevate another one at the expense of another. I mean, this is a fellow human being, George Floyd, what happened to him, and that a police officer would have his knee on such a sensitive area on a man who is handcuffed and defenseless.
And watching him till he dies while people video it and say, saying, you're killing him, stop.
Yes, right. Exactly.
It was that's insanity.
Yeah.
And or something.
And worse yet is, where are the other police? Where are the other police nearby? I mean, this is, you see, you know, when they talk sometimes, this is what I think sometimes gives breath, I think. And by breath, I don't mean breathing. I mean the width of the topic is that people will say, oh, it's only 1%. No, I mean, it has to be when there were other police officers, as you saw around there, where were they not to say, hey, wait a minute, what are you doing? Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, as others said, other police officers, I think Dan Bongino said, look, he's handcuffed. It's done. Put him in the car. That's it. You don't need to, you know, you don't need to do any more than that. And
he literally killed him. And
yes.
That's unacceptable. That was a person. You know, and I said to somebody yesterday, because they were saying, I'm colorblind, and so I said, put your glasses on, Jesus, give sight to the blind. Mm-hmm. I said, stop saying that. Mm-hmm. And so as we continue to do that, I said, so what, and if you're colorblind and you don't see skin color, what are you going to say next?
Right.
I'm gender blind. I don't see gender. I say, how far are you going to go with that concept?
Exactly. Well, Alveda, I want to get in because we have about 7 minutes here, and I did want to talk about, you know, you writing the story. I mean, we've got a new movie that you've been the executive director on. I've interviewed Nick Sweeney, who's directing Jane Roe, a.k.a. Jane Roe. And
It's Nick Loeb.
It's Nick Loeb,
and
I'm sorry.
I'm executive producer. Now, there is a Sweeney, but this one is us with the Roe v. Wade movie.
Yes.
And Nick Loeb, Kathy Beckerman, John Voight is an executive producer. I'm an executive producer on it, several of us. And it talks about Roe v. Wade and how it became law from the eyes of the doctor that did that.
Mm-hmm.
And so Norma is in the movie.
Yes.
But she's not the focal point. It, the doctor and Mildred Jefferson, those two are the two protagonists. And I do have a cameo. I portray Mildred's mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's talk about what they're doing with Norma McCorvey and how they're lying clearly. I mean, you knew Norma McCorvey for decades, for a couple
I
of
really
decades,
did.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
so you know her story firsthand. So go ahead, tell our audience.
I met her during the turn of the century, began working with her in earnest around 2008. The Justice Foundation had a meeting at the Supreme Court, and from then on, Norma and I shared platforms and did different types of things, and we were friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I do miss her. And it's so funny because in the film, she does say something calling people a-holes if you see the film. But that was, for her, was a term of endearment. She called everybody that. That was classic Norma.
Yes.
Not saying that I thought that was cute or funny, but that really was Norma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Hey, a-hole, how you doing today? Great, Norma. How you doing, girl?
Yeah,
you know, it's hard to believe that, but that honestly was Norma.
Yes.
So that was just part of her trauma because she had a very traumatic life before being born again in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave her life to Jesus. She always was a beautiful person, always.
Yes.
But after that, she was devoted to the Lord and things of the Lord and devoted to ending this terrible scourge of abortion.
Yeah, what she was drawn into. I mean, she was duped into becoming a principal. She is the Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade. And
what's so shameful with that? Listen, they changed her name.
Mm-hmm.
They denied her identity of being Norma McCorvey. when she became part of our loving community, and we love Norma McCorvey, don't get that wrong,
mm-hmm.
she became Norma McCorvey, Roe No More.
Yes.
We saw Norma as a person, a beloved friend, as a colleague. Now, was she paid to say things? No, any more than people bought her books and she signed it.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't write the book for that reason alone. And if anybody goes out and speaks and gets an honorarium, people do that in all kinds of lanes.
Mm-hmm.
So she received honorarium, sure. But she was pro-life.
Right. And I like the way she expressed it when she was asked about it, you know, what happened, what changed in her life. And very simply, she said, I became a new creation.
Yes. I was won by the love of God, a new
right.
creation. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's like the blind man testimony, right? I don't quite understand, but I was blind, now I see.
I once was blind, but now I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And Alveda, the thing that's going to be surprising for most people, and they probably didn't realize this, is Norma never had an abortion. And the third child, she had three children. The third child, which was the one that was part of this case, went on to be adopted, right?
She did, and that's the duplicitous thing, too. She went to see if she could get an abortion, and they said, well, we'll help you. Making her string her along, making her think they were going to help her get an abortion. If they had, she would not have had that baby, by the
exactly.
way.
Yeah.
But they lied to her, took her identity. Norma never had an abortion. And then she said, but you said you were going to get me an abortion. And the lady calls and says, hey, you won. She says, no, you won. I came to you for help.
Right.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So they stole her identity, dehumanized her, used her, and then it was all over. Because if you watch the whole documentary, she went to one of the rallies, and they wanted to sweep her under the rug. They were embarrassed about who she was.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, we loved it. She was wonderful. That Norma was my friend, and I miss her. I love Norma. I really
right.
did.
Well, and to see, you know, a fellow human abused and used as a tool. But this is what the Democrats do. And this is what they have done, you know, throughout the ages. And it's so surprising because you have so many women, you know, today with the hashtag Me Too movement and all and supporting, you know, women in general. But it's like, in general, and that gets divided real quick when they do not follow the party line. So if you question anything that they're doing and you stop following them, then you're out of the parade.
That's it. And I, you know, not trying to flip this to political, but I've been looking back on some things Joe Biden said in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and he was saying, I don't care how these people got like they are. They are a harm and a threat to our society. He said that about school busing when that mm-hmm. movement came. He said that in the 90s about locking them up and changing the laws and making marijuana a felony so that you could lock more blacks up. I mean, that kind of attitude
yes.
comes out of a party that also birthed the Ku Klux Klan. Democratic mm-hmm. Party did. Now, you know, I've always said some things are right because they're right, and they transcend Democrat, Republican, Independent, all that kind of thing. People should do what's right because it's right. However, I am a Republican because as a Christian, as an activist, and an advocate, my principles and policies line up with mm-hmm. those platforms.
Exactly.
And that's the way we should vote. I have a new show, Pro-Life Praise Variety mm-hmm. Show.
Yes.
And next week we're going to be talking about the importance of voting.
And you've got a special YouTube presentation that honors Norma the right
yes.
way as opposed to
yes.
what this AKA Jane Roe movie is all about.
Absolutely.
Well, again, Alveda, remind everybody how they can be in touch and get connected with the movie. And then we're on hold for Roe v. Wade, your movie that's going to be coming out, what, in third quarter of this year, maybe, hopefully?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
yes. CivilRightsForTheUnborn.org, AlvedaKing.com, two websites.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do you want to give you